Hey y'all, it's Justine Mentor from Mentor Management. I'm an LA-based dance choreographer and educator turned career coach, and I'm all about inspiring, motivating, and educating professional dancers. I'm so excited to bring you Dance Careers Unfiltered, where we chat about the nitty-gritty behind the business side of the entertainment industry, the stuff that people don't know they need to know. Let's dive in.
Welcome to Dance Careers Unfiltered. Today, I'm going to be discussing three hard truths for every dancer. So I posted about this on my Instagram several weeks ago, and it got a lot of responses. It seems like everybody responds to the hard truths, the pills that are hard to swallow, really. Not sugarcoating anything. I think people respond to that, and dancers are really gravitating towards this truth because for so long we've just been focused on being good and being a great dancer, as opposed to understanding and being smart about our dance careers. I think there's a lot of realities that some of us are willing to face, like, this is going to be hard, and I need to train, and I need to keep my body healthy. But there's some realities that we can understand, and there's some that we can't fully understand because we're not actually in it yet. So it's kind of like that, which comes first? Is it the chicken or the egg, right? Because you can't really make these decisions from scratch. It's hard to know what you don't know until you're really in it, until you're living it, until you have that experience. So I want to get into these three hard truths and just making sure that I'm spreading awareness about what we're truly experiencing into when you focus on and pursue a career in the performing arts. This seems like a good place as any to remind you of some of the freebies I offer and how to find them. You can find my latest Reels cheat sheet, super great for planning out your reel shoot or just some video content creation, at justinementor.com/reels. I also offer a free class on my concept of the digital dance bag, which is an approach to organizing your online submissions for any kind of job. And of course, you can always jump into a free 20-minute one-on-one consultation that you can find at justinementor.com/shop. Also, brand spanking new, if you're an avid listener of the podcast, I finally have a way you can support more than you already do by becoming a podcast producer. For $5 a month, fans of Dance Careers Unfiltered who want to support, make a production impact, and get their voices heard can visit justinementor.com/podcast to learn more. Back to the episode. The first truth is there is no quote unquote, you've made it, or quote unquote, you got there. There's only a next. This one really, truly is a hard pill to swallow. I think that the longer that you've been here, or whether that's LA, New York, Australia, wherever you are pursuing your professional dance career, I think it's a hard pill to swallow to know that there's no real endpoint. It's a constant journey, because even if you do book your dream job, especially in the commercial realm, this is true, usually that's going to be a short contract. It's going to be a short time that you're involved with that job. So maybe it's performing with a certain artist that was your dream job, and you get to do a music video with that artist. First of all, that's amazing. And hats off to you. It's incredible, and it's hard to book jobs. So boom, amazing. However, that only lasts a certain amount of time. And then what happens when you're done with that job? You go back to the playing field, and you go back to class, and you go back to the audition process, and you go back to self-tapes and all those things. And it just goes around and round and round. Not to say there's anything wrong with this process or this cycle, but it's just important to know that this is what it is. You're constantly being thrown back to the drawing board. And then I think even as you progress and you get older, I talk about this a lot, I feel like your priorities will change and you'll have different interests. So maybe your dance career morphs into a choreography career, and your choreography career morphs into a producing career or teaching, or you step behind the scenes and you're doing admin. Who knows what it is? But that doesn't mean there's an end. It just means there's a next. Knowing that going in takes off a lot of pressure. It takes a lot of the expectations away, or really just kind of rearranges them, so that you know that you're just always on this path and it's a journey. it makes it so much more liberating because you know that you have more to give and you have more to learn and more to grow. Let's move on to number two. There's always going to be someone in the room who is more talented than you. This is a tough one too. A tough pill to swallow. Most of us come from studios, a studio background, and most of the time the people who decide to pursue a career in the arts are usually one of the best ones at their studio. And then they go off into this big, vast sea, and they are one little fish in that big ocean full of amazing, talented people. And everyone around us is, well, everybody around us was the best one at their studio. And what happens when everybody's the best? Then we're all on an even playing field. I think the important thing here to remember too is that it's not always about the talent. So this kind of wraps up within all of this because the people who are, yes, talented, but they're probably something else that happened, whether it was luck, whether it was their work ethic, whether it was connections. We don't really know exactly why people book jobs all the time, and that's okay. But I do think it wraps up in all of this that it's just not about talent. It could be a million other things of why they book the job. So if you know that someone else in the room is more talented than you, or more than one person in the room is more talented than you, you can find some solace in the fact that they might still not book the job. Or maybe they will, we don't know, but maybe they're too tall, maybe they're too short, maybe their hair is too dark. It could be anything. We really don't know, and you can't predict it. So putting your best foot forward, regardless of the people around you, is only going to serve you. I use this analogy a lot when I'm teaching technique classes and we're doing center work and we're working on balancing and focus and just, you know, body awareness. And I really like to do this series of rises and holding and just getting that core together, knitting the rib cages in, shoulders down, all of that good stuff. And you know, when you're trying to balance, and let's say you go onto one leg and you shift your weight over and you're going into posse and you're like, boom, hyper-focused. And you're right there and you're in the mirror, or maybe you're staring into like a body part of yours or something, but everybody in the room is so in the zone at that point. And I love that about that moment. Everyone is just focused on themselves and just aware of their body and their mind and really focusing in that moment. It's beautiful. And I love to equate that to the real world. Or you're working on something and you're so hyper-focused on you, then you can find your balance and you can stay up there. But if you start to look around, you're immediately going to fall off that leg. You know that because you're not concentrating on all those little things that you have to do to maintain that balance. Y'all feel me on this? I feel like this is a really good analogy for dancers to kind of grasp this concept of staying focused on yourself and not worrying about the talent or not worrying about the things that you can't control. Honestly, these are all really hard truths. And the reason why is because it's just hard to hear. It's hard to hear that you're not the most talented or that you're going to be going at this forever and ever. And that can be really hard to hear. And it's not for everyone. And that's okay. I think if you allow yourself the space and allow yourself the realization that there's going to be challenges and that it's a tough industry, I think that's easier to move through with that realization, with that understanding. And when we recognize that it's more than talent that can book us a job, we can really hone in on our best assets. For instance, I know that I'm not the most insane choreographer, genius artist out there. I would never call myself that. But I know what I can bring to the table. I know what my assets are in other aspects. So I know that I'm going to be very communicative. I know that I'm going to be really organized. I know that I have a really good eye and I can make changes on the fly very easily. So I'm adaptable. So those are my strengths as a choreographer and somebody who can really add value to projects. And if I know that and I can hone in on what I am best at, I can really then start to improve those assets of mine and work on them and hone in on it and use it to leverage myself. Honestly, use it to brand myself. my whole company right now is about professionalism and career development. And that's basically what I have made my career on. If I can like find that edge of what I'm really good at in a certain way, then I can use that to my advantage. And I really think that would behoove everyone, not just from a standpoint of the industry, but also being able to move forward with strengths in general. Really, this does actually bring me into number three. And number three is they'll talk if you do, and they'll talk if you don't. So you may as well do you. I love this one because it is all about self-expression and confidence. And we forget a lot about that these days because we are so stuck in a loop of comparison when we're on social media that it's super, super difficult for us to just be like, you know what? I'm going to do me. I'm going to do this for myself and F what everyone else says, and I'm just going to do what I want to do. This is a really hard place to get to. It's really challenging to just step into your own brilliance and put it out there for everyone to see without fear of judgment. I think the more you do things, though, the more confident you're going to become. So let's say it's something that you're trying to be more confident. Let's say it's posting or promoting yourself, putting yourself out there, or maybe even just outreach. Honestly, I'm gonna get personal again. I just spent like, I think it was a couple weeks late on this, honestly, but I just spent about a full week or so doing outreach, meaning reaching out to different studios, different companies, and different connections that I have to inquire about summer teaching and camps and intensives, choreography, all of that good stuff. So I actually really haven't done this in a long time. So I was a little bit rusty and it felt like a little bit weird. It felt like I was encroaching, like I was bothering people. And I was like, you know what? If I don't say anything, then they're not going to know I'm here. Then they're not going to know I'm interested. I need to be able to reach out and create these opportunities for myself. And this is something that I used to do a ton in the beginning of my career. And not only me personally, but also with my company, Flirt. I had to do a ton of that when I was looking for press, when I was looking for sponsors. I mean, I was cold calling tons of people, but you know, you have to have the kahunas to make stuff happen for yourself. Anyways, I digress a little bit, but I think like with COVID and just with everything else and taking some time off that I needed to when I had kids, just kind of like fell by the wayside a little bit because I knew I wasn't going to be able to take a lot of work for a period of time. So now that I'm kind of diving back into the saddle, I'm like, oh my gosh, this feels so weird. Like it feels a little bit cringy. Like, what am I doing? But when I made sure that I had all the right materials, it was like, boom, jumping right back on a bike. And I was able to just get these emails out and know exactly what I wanted to say and exactly how I wanted to present myself. And then like I made some new materials and I was excited about that. But you know, it's hard to do those things without the practice of it and without that confidence. When you're out of, you know, it's like going into anything that you haven't been doing for a while. It's like going to the gym and you feel rusty and your muscles aren't as strong anymore because you haven't been flexing them. And in everything with your career and our job as artists, if you're not doing it all the time, you're going to feel out of whack. That's just how it is. But really, it's hard to do any of these things without the fear of judgment and without the fear of rejection. So I just went for it and I got a couple bites back. I didn't hear back from everyone, but that's the name of the game and that's okay. And guess what? I'm going to be following up with those people very soon. So it's just about doing the things we need to do for ourselves without assuming things from other people and worrying about what that outcome might be, because we do not have control over that. We only have control over what we have control over. So if you think people are going to be judging you, if you think people are going to reject you, of course, that is all valid, 110%. But I'm here to say, I don't want you to worry about that because you can only be the best you and the rest is out of your hands. People are going to talk, let them. People are not going to talk, let them. All right, y'all. That's a wrap for today's episode. I will see y'all next time.
Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to check out mentor.management on Insta and justinementor.com/mentormanagement. That's MNTRMGMT. Check out the show notes to find links to my offerings and today's guest. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. See you next time.